From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, we tell the story of a critical care nurse whose quick thinking saved the lives of several patients. Stay tuned to find out who has been sharing the love. The events of January 12, 2017 will forever be etched into the memories of the staff at the Bustamante Hospital for Children and the parents whose young ones could have perished in the intensive care unit ICU. Among the heroes was critical care nurse Davia Tucker, whose quick thinking led to the discovery of the fire and aided greatly in the evacuation process. But earlier that day, if nurse Tucker had got her way, she would not have been at work.
On that day, one of my kids was sick, and I was asking my relative to carry her to the doctor for me. And I remember being at work and I was saying, God, what's the purpose of being here? And my child is sick and I can't carry my child to the doctor. I didn't say it to anybody. Up until now, it's the first time I'm saying it. I mean, I was saying to him, my child is sick and here am I at work and I can't leave to go home. To see how the whole day played out, the answer came to me that really God is watching and there are times when he needed to be somewhere that he can actually be more of a help.
Just after 7 p.m., there was the smell of something burning, and Nurse Tucker went to investigate.
At first, it smelled like something electrical. I got up. When I went to the front, I noticed that there was smoke coming from a room in the passage, in the entrance passage. And the reality hit to me that it can be a large fire. It can be an appliance that might be burning, but either way, the worst can happen. Because in ICU, how it's set up, it's a very enclosed environment.
If the fire had got to the repository of oxygen stored on the compound or the flammable chemicals, the result would have been catastrophic. There was an urgent need to locate the source of the blaze. And instead of escaping with her own life, Nurse Tucker immediately alerted her co-workers and started getting the parents out first.
I knew in my mind that if the parents were there, it can be technical because any parent would want to go and grab their child. If a parent grabbed their child and the tube fly out or something dislodged, it can end up killing the child in the process, not knowing that they're causing harm. So I said to them, okay, get the parents out first.
By then, help from another section had come with fire extinguishers, but there was a delicate dance to be done. The presence of the thick black smoke meant that oxygen tanks were needed to get the patients and nurses out safely, and oxygen fuels fire.
At this point now, the door actually was pushed open, and that was when reality hit. It's a life and death. And at the same time, persons start pointing and screaming, fire, fire. So that this is when we actually realized that the unit was actually on fire. And I was thinking that, okay, then this heavy black smoke was just pouring into the unit. The unit is an enclosed area. So I knew in my mind that the smoke was not going anywhere. So I remember standing up and the thought of death came into my mind, and I just had this voice inside of me said to me, if something happened to one of the babies, what would you tell the mothers?
Nurse Tucker says the smoke was so thick it was impossible to see the person next to her. Porters, nurses, and a host of other persons began trying to put out the fire.
It was weird because persons literally took everything that they could to out the fire. I mean, anything that they could have found at the time. I remember at one point I was saying to them, use the fire extinguisher, fire extinguisher. And then the answer was, yes, we have the bucket of water. Yes, we have the bucket of water. So it was like I was saying one thing and they were answering me something else. But I knew that they were trying everything that they could to get the fire out.
The fire was being contained, but two patients were still not out. Miss Tucker took the oxygen cylinder to head to the room where the infants and their nurses were, trying to devise a different exit strategy. By then, the smoke was too thick, and one patient was in critical condition. Tune in next week to hear of the narrow escape and the incredible act of heroism from Nurse Tucker and the other staff at the Bustamante Hospital, which saved the lives of many. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.